This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters! It's Harley Breen's voice first because Em Rossiano is having bowel issues.
We don't know that. You've assumed, Harley.
That's what I was told.
Okay. I got told gastro.
Okay.
She's exploding the toilet. You are with the absolute wonderful Ash London.
It is a pleasure to be here, Harley, and a pleasure to bring you guys the best of our morning of friendship and loveliness.
That's right. We had a podcast. What did we do? I don't know.
Adult Fears. That was a good one.
That was great.
Tim was caller of the week as far as I'm concerned. He was.
Wonderful callers in doing crazy things. I have an affection for a man in Bundaberg that started his own NBN.
I love that guy. Plus
Nazim Hussain.
Getting the band back together. Yep. Yeah. All the three of us. He brought a lot of hate into the studio though.
He did.
A lot of hate. I didn't expect that from him.
And I don't think he realises that this goes out as a podcast as well. I think he thinks.
he pretty much ragged on someone that doesn't live in Sydney and he thought, I'm safe.
Really, I don't think he knows how podcasts work.
Yeah, this could be bad.
Anyway, if you know the person he talks about, let him know.
Don't do it. See ya.
It's the radio show that can create animals on the fly using a kookaburra and a dolphin.
It is a kookadolphin.
It is a
rare breed of animal with a dolphin and kookaburra.
It's on the Australian coat of arms.
100%.
Very Aussie.
I love a kookadolphin. It does sound a little unfortunate, like a Japanese delicacy.
A dolphinburra. It's a dolphinburra.
Dolphinburra sounds less offensive than kookadolphin.
Yeah.
Hosted by two people who sometimes find it way too easy to fill the gaps.
We're going
to
engineer.
Oh, we are killing radio right now. You go.
Sorry, it's hard.
No, you talk.
Nah, it's fine.
We're going to get so many notes on the show today. Just so much talk over. So much giving up before 8 a.m.
This is
the Em Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
On Sydney's 104.1 Today FM, my name is Ash London, filling in for Sicky Em Rossiano. Thanks for having me back, Harley Breen.
No worries. Good to have you. Em is definitely off doing the squirts.
Oh, don't. I don't need to. We don't need to imagine anyone squirting anything.
Hey.
For no one, Harley.
You know the poo room at the Mona Gallery in Tasmania?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me all about it.
They need to poo. You know, like people just can hear poo and then have to poo. So,
is that really what the poo room is?
No. Yeah, well, the poo room is a five glass chambers that recreate the human intestinal tract and make
actual poo.
Is that a record for how quickly poo chat happened on the show?
Yeah.
I've missed you, boys.
It's so good, Dad.
I've missed you. All right.
You're a great human.
We've got it out of the way early. And then we're going to talk about the big things, serious journalistic things. Syria, the politics,
Global warmings, Barnaby Joyce stuff.
All right, you hold that thought. We've got lots of catching up to do. I am Ash London doing a cheeky fill-in this morning for a sick M, sending love to you.
And I am Charlie Sheen.
No, you're not. Of all people. Of all people to choose.
Yeah.
Why did you go with Charlie Sheen?
It rhymes with Harley Breen.
Oh, that makes more sense. More.
I don't aspire to be him.
Good God, no.
He's not a great human. Don't do it. Do you remember, though, when it all came out and everyone was saying, winning, and it was so infuriating?
Yes.
That was a time in history I never want that to come back.
Isn't it funny now that we have words like that that just flash into our existence and then they go?
Go, like lit, that'll be gone soon.
Yeah, what is lit and what's woke?
Woke, somebody help me. Okay, no, woke is a good one. Like Childish Gambino says, stay woke. It's like you better know what's going on in the world. You better wake up.
Right.
Don't be a passenger. Don't be a spectator. Be woke.
So is what they're trying to applaud there is incorrect English?
No. Why do you have to?
Because you don't stay woke, you stay awake.
No,
you
but don't. That's not cool and gangster, is it? Stay awake doesn't, hey. That no, it it's different than just physically staying awake. Stay woke. It's like, yeah, be woke.
I'm mad gangster, mate. Look at me.
You
look
are.
At my $17 flannel.
It is sick. You know, one of these days, though, gangster yeah. is not what it used to be. I oh, would yeah. know because I'm very gangster.
Are you?
All the rappers, they're all vegan.
Are they?
All vegan. They're all doing yoga. They're not living that hard life anymore.
Yeah, the same thing has happened to the comedy industry.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't tell.
Everyone's turning up professionally. They're all sober. They've rehearsed their material and they get on and they have witty anecdotes about their lives.
And then they remember the gig the next day and can draw and do self feedback.
Yeah, and in my day you were lucky to be able to find the curtain to get on stage.
Do you ever do that now? Or are you in which camp are you? Are you camp well slept?
I know? Am a bit camp, to be honest.
You are, and we love you for it.
I am. It depends on the gig, and it depends on the stage of life. To be honest with you. But say if I'm at a festival like the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and you come and see me at one of the late shows, well, please Don't put skis. Your recording device away.
And don't tell anybody.
No one should remember that.
Love that. Well, I'm glad we had a little catch up. It has been a couple of months since I've been on the show.
Yes, it has
but
been
I feel
a few
like
months.
We're back in the groove. We're going to have a wonderful 3 hours.
Correct.
Ash London here, hanging out with the beautiful Harley Breen. Good to see your face again.
Oh, mate. Good on you, Ash London. And thank you for filling in for the sick Emrasiana.
Of course.
We're not real sure what's happening. But we are.
Oh, so you no, wait, you said squirts. Were you just making that up just to talk about poo or?
No, I'm pretty sure it's gastro.
Okay,
it's been wiping out people all over the place.
Oh, gosh.
Wiped out my family, mates of my family. It's been a hard time.
I'm not going to cope with that when I'm a mum, all the explosive poo.
Nah, mate, it's the worst. You're right to not be able to cope with it.
Yeah. Do you ever gag, like vomit a bit when you
yesterday.
See the poo? Okay, no.
Yeah, just yesterday. It was rank. It was rank and it was all over his junk and it's like, this is mad. And he's so fat that it just gets stuck in fat rolls.
In the rolls.
And you've got to peel it back and clean. Wow, that's double poo chat at 6:30. Anyway,
it really is. Okay.
As you would know, Ash London, there's been a great big huge television show that's just wrapped up that I'm sure that you were glued to the TV watching, as was I.
Are we talking about the season 7 recap of The West Wing? Because I'm definitely into that.
Oh,
lately. I love The West Wing. It's the best show of all time.
No, I'm talking
Not
about
that.
Something as political
yep.
And as intellectual.
Gotcha.
The Bachelorette.
Okay, that's where we're going with this. Yes.
And as you know, that's just finished, and Sophie Monk did in fact choose her boyfriend. What's his name?
Stu. Stu Laundy or Landry?
If you knew the answer.
So she picked Samantha or whatever.
Stu. The rich guy, right? I watched the first and the last episode. I know that he's rich. He's had a vasectomy. Big boat.
Yeah.
Already got kids.
He's already got kids.
Yeah, 4, I think.
No, I knew that because I didn't stop watching.
You're a big fan. Big fan.
Their names are truck, television screen,
microphone,
or getting pawpaw, and coffee cup.
Well, why are you bringing this up, Harley? Because I know you don't care.
Because yesterday we spoke about it on the show, and I then received several messages from friends of mine asking me on the actual status of Sophie Monk's relationship.
So people think that because you work in radio, you met them, you probably know what's really going on.
This is a legit thing that has been happening across many subjects of which I know nothing about. And I just want to say categorically to anyone listening right now, I don't know Sophie Monk personally. I met her once. She came in the studio. She seems like a very lovely person.
Great.
She's quite funny.
Yeah.
And I have no knowledge of her relationship and whether or not she is with Stu. Best of luck to them in their pursuits of love.
That's beautiful, huh? Round of applause. That is beautiful. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yep.
Hopefully a few less texts.
But let's be honest, they're not together.
Really? No. Now, one thing that you and I have in common, Harley,
is that we're both excellent humans.
Both wonderful humans who love our families.
Yes.
But also we love the whole idea of status credits, frequent flyer points.
Oh, we
love talking about flying and everything that goes along with it. My favorite thing to do is just like compulsively check into my Virgin account just to make sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a big part of our lives.
Absolutely. And you want the comforts of it.
And that's the way they get you too. That's that's why you become a frequent flyer, and they want you to stay loyal. And I am signed up.
Yeah, I am signed up to the. Yeah, I just went double. It took me 3 months to regain my platinum status once I got it again.
Excellent.
And I could have taken a $60 Tiger fare to Sydney. Nah.
No.
I'm gonna spend $400 on a Virgin fare just to get my 10 cents. I'm a sucker. Yeah. But something else has happened, which is complicating this obsession, Harley.
Yeah.
That is that out of nowhere, I have developed a fear of flying.
What?
But not just any flying. 1 hour from Melbourne to Sydney or Brisbane, whatever, that's fine. In the daytime, whatever. If it's daytime and I can look out the window and see the ground, whatever, I'm cool. It can be the worst turbulence in the world. I ain't stressed about it.
Yeah.
If it's nighttime, no good.
What? Nighttime
flying. If I look out the window, I can't see anything. It contributes to the feelings of claustrophobia, of lack of control. I don't know where we are, and I start getting sweaty and stressy.
Really?
My heart starts palpitating. I ruined business class recently. My boyfriend upgraded us to business class to go to Europe, and I hated it. Wasn't close enough to the window. Had a panic attack. It was horrible. It's just
really
weird. Yes. So I went to my doctor about it. I have this incredible doctor in Sydney. Her name's Penelope. Hi, Penelope. You know, these days you go to a GP, you spend 6 minutes, give me $100, see ya.
Penelope. You just watch somebody Google.
Exactly. No, not her. You get the full 30 minutes. She puts a timer on for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
She goes through everything. And at the end, if there's 10 minutes left, how you going? How's your life going? Talk about your feelings. She has a big cabinet thing full of inspirational quotes. She gives you an inspirational quote. Sometimes it's Gandhi.
Penelope.
She's the best. So I went to Penelope. I said, Penelope, this is affecting my life. What can we do about it?
Yeah.
He said, look, I could give you a prescription for Valium and I will give you that to use. Sometimes just as a placebo, just knowing it's in your pocket will make you feel better. But what I really want you to do is try hypnosis.
Oh.
So next week I am going to a hypnotherapist who apparently is going to cure me of my fear of flying thoughts.
Have you done hypnotherapy
Never.
Before?
Because I grew up in a Captain Christian household where we were taught that hypnotherapy is the devil, obviously.
It's of Satan.
It's of Satan.
Grew up exactly the same way. It is.
How are that many things of Satan?
It is Lucifer's tool. Why?
Where's he getting all these tools? Isn't he too busy? What the
hell? He does so much stuff. So pretty much anything that your parents haven't heard of or understand is of Satan.
Of Satan! But now that my mum's into like neuroplasticity and brain science, because I still at the age of 31 have to check things off with mum just to make sure it really isn't of the devil. So mum, is hypnotherapy of the devil? Oh, the jury's out, but I think you might have some success. Give it a go. And what if this works?
Well, I'm a skeptic on most things as my default mechanism. Only because I'm not just going to blindly believe in something because I spent 22 years doing that.
Yes.
Now I would like to understand something.
I want the facts. I want the experience.
Some facts. So I've been to catch you up on myself. I've been going to many doctors to figure out what's going on with my bowels.
Gotcha.
And my gastroenterologist, he's a super pro butt guy.
Yeah. He sends the camera up.
He wants to send me to a hypnotherapist for my gut health.
Ooh. What?
I know.
How does it work?
I don't know, but I said I'm very interested.
So training your brain to speak to your gut to send different messages?
Well, because you know that your gut is your second brain.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah, there's a lot of different nerve endings and memory. I don't have all the details. I'm not a scientist.
Is that why people like bumhole things? Because the nerve endings? Is the gut close to the bumhole?
Yeah, I guess so. It's closer than it is to my mouth.
It's true.
But so you're going to go get hypnosis.
I'm getting hypnosis.
To help you with your fear.
Yes.
Which my problem is I've seen these hypnosis shows. What if this sneaky hypnotist,
hypnotherapist.
Hypnotherapist.
She's a psychologist as well.
Yeah, but what if she puts you under and makes you turn into a chicken every time the call bell goes off?
My friend had this thought. No, my friend had this thought, and she said, make sure you've sneakily voice recalled the whole session.
Yep.
For that, A, so you know she's not turning you into chicken, but B, you don't have to pay to go back. You just go home, close your eyes and press play.
I am absolutely sneaking into that appointment and I'm going to make you do weird things.
Done. I'll do it. I ain't scared. Go for it.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki and my podcast Sex and Life is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki. Is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
We're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I love the end bit when it all just falls apart.
Now, before you reveal that you have developed a fear of flying at night time, specifically.
Got to be at night time.
Just at night time.
The plane wing could be on fire, but if it's the daytime and I can see it, fun.
By the way, I just thought I'd bring up, I've been doing a lot of flying for a lot of years now because being a touring comedian, I developed a fear of flying a couple of years ago and didn't know what to do about it. So I just let it cripple me for a while and then I moved through it, my advice to you.
Great. Well, I'm seeing a hypnotherapist. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
We did speak about that.
On the back of that, we thought, and considering that it is Halloween.
Yes. Ooh, spooky.
We would do What's the Superior Adult Fear?
Yes. Now, we welcome your calls about things like the dark, obviously. In fact, we read a report today. 72% of adults in Australia are scared of the dark. So
really?
There's no judgment here. We get it.
72%?
72%.
That seems very high.
Are you scared of the dark?
Not at all.
I am.
I come awake when it gets dark. That's my time.
Like a werewolf. Like a vampire.
That's my time to shine. Ooh. I love the dark.
Shine the light in the dark.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Well, my doctor, when I was explaining the darkness thing about the flying, she said, well, it's from caveman times. Human beings are programmed to be afraid of the dark because the dark was when, you know, the werewolves. No, what's the things that kill you in the night? The tigers. No,
tigers and bears.
There's those. They come out of it. So you need to be. Ooh. So we get it. If you're scared of the dark, cool. Still give us a call. But really, you want to hear about the weird.
Yeah. What are your fears? Because you know what, Ashland, and I've tried to hide this over the years, and now I'm not embarrassed about it. I am genuinely fearful of snakes. I don't like them. They make me feel squirmy and icky.
The ones that will bite you or the ones that will wrap themselves around you and suffocate you?
Even the non-poisonous ones. We had one in the studio and I got a little bit funny about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I tried to put on a big brave face because I'm a big brave man and men don't get scared of things. Oh. But
Worms and caterpillars okay?
No, they're fine.
I don't know what it is about snakes.
You know what? I think it's a connection to my religious past.
The devil's the snake.
It's the devil.
Oh. We're stumbling on a lot of religious hang-ups that we both have from our strict Christian upbringings.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. We're over it. I love everybody. My cousin Lisa is in her 40s, terrified of sultanas.
What?
If she sees a sultana anywhere near her... Tears. Sultana. I love
so
a sultana.
Amazing.
Juicy, chewy, sweet, nutritious and delicious. What's to hate? She hates. She's
what
terrified.
What about a grape?
And she loves grapes. But is a grape a dried sultana?
Yeah. No. Sultana is a dried grape.
You know what I mean? With grapes, fine. I think it's how it's shriveled and it's a bit gross. But anyway, if this is ringing a bell for you, give us a call. 131060.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I'm scared of flying at night.
Yeah,
Harley,
I don't like snakes.
Doesn't like snakes.
I used to be fearful of mediocrity.
Aren't we all, though? Look at you now. Now you're just totally fine with it. You've overcome your fear.
I tell
you
what,
you for that.
I hit my mid-30s and I was like, well, I'm real happy with mediocrity. I will nestle into that comfortable, warm space.
Don't aim too high. You just set yourself up for disappointment. But don't, you are selling yourself short. You live a wonderful, incredible, far above mediocre life. Two
Thank
amazing
much,
boys,
mate.
Gorgeous lady, traveling the country, doing what you do, love. Dream
Thanks,
radio
mate.
Job.
Well, that is some positive attitude right there.
You're welcome. You, that's what I do. That's why I'm here.
What
mate.
A legend.
You're welcome. Yeah. So 131060, what is the superior adult fear? We want the real ones that we can go, oh, that must be hard. But we also want the ones that we can laugh at you about.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to laugh at them.
Yes. Imogen in Hornsby, kick us off, darling. What is the superior adult fear?
Hi, I'm scared of chickens, bush turkeys and geese, but yes. I'm fine with ducks. So not scared of ducks at all. Love ducks.
I'm going to pass this one over to Harley. Harley, you are our bird man. Maybe you can help dissect this region.
I don't, what's, I just love that it's specifically chickens, turkeys, geese. But then just ducks, no, ducks are fine. What, yep. Imogen, what about an Indian running duck?
I don't think I've ever met an Indian running duck.
So, did you watch Babe, the film Babe?
My dad helped make the film Babe.
Oh,
name-dropping. All right, Imogen.
All right, Imogen. Farm your farm. The Indian running duck is from Babe. The ones that they look like geese. They stand up nice and tall. They can't fly.
Oh no, they wouldn't be fine. No.
No, they would see. Wow. So you even there's some specific ducks that you're afraid of. That is, what is it about the chicken, by the way?
They've just got, like, the beady eyes and the flappy, like, just the flappy wings.
Do you eat chicken and turkey?
Like
Do you eat it?
Beg your pardon?
Will you eat?
Yeah.
Will you eat ducks?
Fine, I'll eat it. No.
Oh. She'll eat what she's scared of, but not what she's not scared. That's her way
That's
of
amazing.
Asserting power over her fear, and I respect it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, good on you. Tim in Kellyville, I'm going to agree with you on your fear. Tell Sydney all about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a fear of people with longer second toes.
That's the best, Tim. Is it like a genuine fear? Like you can't operate when you see it?
No. I go to the shops, and if I see someone with thongs and they've got one of those creepy alien toes, I walk in the opposite direction. Or if I'm at breakfast with my fiance now, what happens is I'm at breakfast, and if I see someone with thongs that walk in with a creepy alien toes, I say to my fiance, I've got to go. And she'll either finish her breakfast by herself, or she'll come with me.
I'm
going somewhere else.
Oh, Tim, what
that
about...
Is amazing.
It's even worse than thongs is when it's a woman in high heels and it's open toe, so that the toes are creeping down and falling over because of the gravity.
Yeah, no, I'll relocate myself. I don't care.
He'll relocate himself. That is hectic, Tim.
Summer must be a nightmare for Tim. Every third person's got a longer second toe.
I love that he calls it an alien toe. Oh, I love it. Beautiful.
Tim's great.
And we love Tim. He's hectic. Belinda in Potts Point. Well, that's a bit fancy, Belinda.
Well, it's really where I work, so we'll go with that.
We'll go with you're very fancy. Have you got a fancy adult fear? What are you scared of?
I do. I'm absolutely petrified of butterflies.
What?
Wow.
Yep, butterflies.
What about a moth?
Yeah, a little bit, but butterflies especially.
You'd think you'd be scared of moths over butterflies. Butterflies are beautiful. When did you realise you were scared of them?
Oh, I was a couple of years ago. I was pushing my goddaughter through the Melbourne Butterfly House in a pram, jam-packed full of people.
Yeah, okay. And you realised.
And it was like, I almost had a panic attack trying to push her out, trying to get through all of these people.
And the butterflies are coming for you.
And one landed on my head, and a lady said, oh, that's so beautiful. And I'm trying to swat it away. And it was horrible.
What are you scared of? What is the worst possible outcome of the butterfly?
I don't know. It's just, it freaks me. It's just, there's something about whether it's the colours or I don't know. But
the happiness, the peace and the joy of it all.
I cower like a little child.
That is amazing.
Linda, you're the best. Like, I understand too, because I've been in that butterfly house and I get freaked out in that butterfly house. Not because of the butterflies, because of the claustrophobia. It's very muggy.
It's very humid in there, isn't it?
And I've never seen children act more like idiots than in the butterfly house. They're just running around trying to grab the butterflies. They're all resting on stuff. So I get it. That could form a fear. Of butterflies,
I love that empathy that you're bringing to the table, Harley. It's lovely.
Thanks,
as opposed to the second toe guy who we just laughed at.
Because that's so funny.
Chantel in Marrickville. Oh, my gosh. Do you just love living in Marrickville because of all the delicious Vietnamese restaurants you get to enjoy, Chantel?
There is some awesome stuff here, except heaven. I actually have a phobia of sauce, so that doesn't help me whatsoever. Yes.
What kind of sauce?
Tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, soy sauce,
get out
chocolate
of here.
Sauce.
What do you mean?
Any kind of sauce.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Tell me. What is happening?
So, even if my friends are eating, well, they've just learnt to not eat sauce around me. It's probably pretty sad for them, and my poor partner probably struggles with it a lot. But
so you have a sauce roll or a pie, no sauce?
No sauce. I can't even have sauce on my pasta.
What?
Yeah. What do you do?
That's what psychological, man.
We got to help you, Chantel.
It's seriously psychological.
Have you always been like this since you're a kid, or did you develop?
I have. When I was a child, I actually got tomato sauce on my finger once, and I was so hysterical that my parents had to take me to the hospital to have it properly disinfected. Because I was freaking out that much.
Oh, you're special, Chantel.
I am a special girl.
Oh, Lord, I live for sauces.
Can I ask you, Chantel, do you eat soup?
No.
What?
No.
Soup is the best!
Soup?
Nothing. I don't know. I don't understand liquid food.
What about milkshake?
A milkshake I can handle. I can do that.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Milkshake is a cold sauce, mate. You are.
and a smoothie. I can do a smoothie.
You can do a smoothie. What if you keep the sauce chilled?
No. Thinking about it is kind of freaking me out.
Is it?
What if we put a straw in the sauce?
No, yeah.
And you slurped
it's getting worse.
Did you
that's
get
horrible?
Did you like have a food fight and a brother covered you in sauce? What happened?
Do you know what? I have no idea, and I've been trying to figure it out for years because it's a bit weird to deal with, and I think that my sister must have like teased me with it or something as a child because I just can't figure it out.
Can I
definitely
tell you
blame
a,
your sister?
Can I tell you a great sauce story, Chantel? It's not going to help your cause.
Sure.
I went to boarding school, right? And we didn't have a lot to do. It was a bit shit. So we were at dinner, which was the highlight of the day, and we had potato gems. And afterwards, my best friend Anna, who is still one of my best friends, and I were stuffing around. I had a bit of a food fight, and she got the tomato sauce bottle. It's like a squeezy bottle like that you have in like takeaway places. And she put the nozzle in my ear canal and squeezed and filled my ear canal with tomato sauce.
No,
and I had to go to the doctor and get it flushed out.
Your mate is the best. That must have made Chantel have a panic attack. I think that Tim has to win the tickets, though.
Yeah, good on you, Tim. You're our winner today.
Awesome.
Well, I hope no one at the Evil Queen tour, M. Rossiano show, has got a second long toes, because M will not have... If you try and leave halfway through the show because you see someone with long toes, Rossiano ain't going to stand for that, mate.
You'll be in trouble.
My worst one was when I was at a wedding. I left the wedding because of...
Oh, my God.
Was it the bride?
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
I love Alpha Bucks. This is the main reason when Jace contacted me, our boss, last night at 9 o'clock when I was on air because I do a night show.
Yes.
And said, can you fill in for M? I said, are we doing Alpha Bucks? Like, yeah, of course I'll do it. My dream is to be here when we give away 10K.
Oh, mate, it's very joyous. Lots of things happen. I break stuff.
What did you break?
I get so excited, I just throw things.
I love it. Remember when I first filled in and I broke the bloody screen?
That's right.
Yeah. I felt so bad for weeks about that. And all you guys were like, don't feel bad. What are you doing?
I kept putting you in it, though.
You did. Bringing it up all the time, making the tears flow. Well, hopefully, 10K will be given away this morning without any breakages. We've got Donna from Glenmore Park on the air. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Donna.
You've got some friends in the car. You're carpooling to work like a responsible citizen of Sydney.
We are. I'm the passenger, though, so I'm very responsible.
Love that.
Great.
And everyone's shutting up, and they know to shut up because I'll lose it if they talk.
Everyone shut up.
Shush up.
Yeah,
you
everyone's
all
been
shut
told.
Shush up. You just shut up.
Now, you play
everyone
this every morning on the way to work, so you guys
every
are well-versed.
Morning.
oh, we quiz each other. Like, this is our life. We call
okay.
it Alpha Club.
You
need,
you got to, you can't, your life can't be Alpha Bucks.
It is.
Come on.
Well, let's give you your best life, Donna. Let's give you $10,000.
Donna, you're a legend.
Now, don't check in with your mates either. You don't have time for that. You've only got 30 seconds.
No, there's not enough time. We know
that. No, you just got to hit it hard. You know it. The letter is K, by the way.
K.
Like the special, as in special K.
Oh, okay,
don't get confused.
Yep.
Don't get confused.
Yeah, yep, got it.
Okay. Okay, you have 30 seconds after I finish the first question. Got to take your first answer. Get all 10 right, and you got $10,000, Donna. Are you splitting it with your mates?
Yeah, I said I'd split it.
That's what you're telling them. That's what you're telling them. But guess what happens when you get the money in your bank account? Just pretend
they'll never
happened.
See me again.
Yeah, I won't see you.
I won 30K on Deal or No Deal, and we said we'd split it.
I know about this.
I did all the work, Donna.
Yeah,
and then when it came to it, I had to give him 7K each, and I'm still angry about it. Because I did all the work.
You're holding a grudge.
Yeah. I should get over it. Anyway, let's win you some. Who snorted? Who was that? Is that
it was
you,
me.
Carly?
I love a snort. I'll just do it anytime.
It was Sarah in the back. She snorted.
Oh, she snorted as well. Yeah,
double
let's put
snort.
It on Sarah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Classic Sarah.
Okay, everyone just shut up.
Okay.
Everyone shut up.
God,
okay. Name a Sydney train station.
Katara.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
A Simpsons character.
Kenny.
A marsupial.
Kangaroo.
An airline.
Kenyan Airways.
A unit of measurement.
Kilometre.
A fast food chain.
Pass.
An R&B artist.
Kanye West.
A movie.
Kiss Me Now.
An island off Australia.
Kangaroo Ooh. Island.
Oh, oh Donna, man. You're so good at this.
Donna, you are good.
So
was that good?
Yeah, you were quick.
What was that, like,
good.
700
maybe? Six.
Well, who's
checking at the moment? We have to check with him.
Oh, my God. What is Jason saying about this?
Oh, Jason.
Jason's not even here.
Don't let him get involved. Oh, isn't he?
He's had sinus surgery.
His nose cut off.
He had a tampon up his nose to stop the bleeding.
That seems fair.
True story. All right, Kimmy.
500.
500?
Why? Oh, I think you did say, you said Kenny for Simpsons
character. No, she said Kenny, which is there.
Kenny, yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah. Kenny's a guy.
Kenny's from South Park.
Kenny's from South Park.
No, but I think he's also the guy that wears a beanie, isn't he? I got the wrong.
We'll work it out off air, and if you owed an extra hunji, we'll make sure we get it to you, darling. Yep.
You're the best.
I am the best. Well done, Donna. You did really well then.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar. Emotional eating.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many.
You're a personal trainer. I'm a psychologist. Together, we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun, and you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
I am reading an article to you right now, and the main reason that I wanted to talk about this is because it's situated in what is the closest thing to my hometown.
Gotcha.
I moved around a bit, but the most of my upbringing was in Bundaberg, Queensland.
Bundy!
Age of 4 to just before I turned 16, I lived in Bundaberg.
Formative years.
But then just as I reread this, because it was sent to me by my lovely partner, I just reread it now. Not only is it situated in Bundaberg, but the man that it's about has the same surname as my mother's maiden name. So the chances are is that we're related.
Could be a cousin.
Could easily be a cousin. Yes. But hold on to your seat, Sydney, because this is a man that's taking control of his own destiny.
I love this. Hit me, Harley Breen.
Man sick of waiting for the NBN, built his own broadband network. Boom, Australia. I just love it.
How do you build a broadband network?
This guy is basically his own rogue state. He's I'm not waiting. So Bundaberg man Luke Baker teamed up with friends to make their own rival network called Open Cloud Broadband, offering internet speeds double that of the NBN.
What nerds are taking over the world. I tell you what, who cares about jocks? Doesn't matter if you're hot or fit anymore. Just be a nerd.
Yep, just be a nerd and you win.
So can people actually sign up to his open broadband?
Well, Mr. Baker said the idea grew from frustration. I was running a communications business from home. The internet was so bad it was hard to send an email. Now, from someone who has grown up in Bundaberg, that does not surprise me that things were a bit slow there. It's a pretty slow town.
Yeah.
I wanted to get hold of someone to solve it. When I investigated, it did not look like anyone was going to solve it. Of course they're not. They're all still arguing and bickering down in Canberra.
Yeah.
This guy's just like, well, I've got a business to run. So Mr. Baker called upon tech-savvy contacts from his work in the communications industry, including network engineers and people with patents across the world in routing technology. This guy just really just went, I'm going to solve this problem.
I love that. I love that.
I have the same desire to solve the problem, but none of the know-how.
Yeah, not actioning it.
Yeah, because I got Wi-Fi in my house because I'm a modern guy, and if I'm in my kitchen, no Wi-Fi. I have
to get in the
lounge room.
What you need to do is there's a thing you can plug in to the other room, which is like an extra transmitter.
Yeah.
So then it like whatever thing, it's like another wireless thingy.
And they
speak to each other, and then it will boom a new Wi-Fi into the kitchen.
You and I are not going to inherit the world. We are not.
But we're so nice.
The nerds will keep us around because we're nice.
Exactly, right.
And we'll celebrate their genius.
Yes.
So Mr. Baker said, we have got a growth plan and we can get up to 200 megabytes per second download, which is double
what the NBN is. That's 30 songs downloaded in a second.
Yeah, it's a bit easier for us, he said, because we're just here in Bundaberg. We picked this area because we live here. The NBN Co. is trying to replace a telephony network, which took 100 years to build, so it's a big job. So he understands that it's a really big deal, but he is hoping to offer competitive prices and bring other people in on his network.
On your Baker.
I'm just going to say, if anyone out there is listening and thinking that they want to do that, just let's get it done.
It's
the free market.
Yes.
What would you fix? Sign up.
If there's one thing in your life that is not working and is a cause of frustration that you think I could do this better, but let's be honest, you're never going to, what do you think it would be? I mean, it's a huge question.
That is a massive question.
I mean, this could be unlocking the next phase of your life and career, Harley Breen, this question.
You know what? I would fix. This is not as exciting as maybe it should be for this time of the morning on commercial radio, but I would fix the voting public in Australia if I could.
Unless you lobotomise them all, you can't fix everybody.
I've already got a plan.
Okay.
You put in a subject at school. It's a compulsory subject in senior year, year 11 and 12, and it's Australian history and Australian politics. Mm. And it's a simple how-to vote. It's really a simple subject. Here's the politics. This is the way that our Senate and our House of Reps works, and this is how the vote works, why democracy is important. Yeah. And then we educate the future of the voting public, and then hopefully
we get better
representatives.
And then there also needs to be another unit addendum on empathy, because I think if you have the knowledge of how it actually works, because let's be honest, we know more about American politics and how that works than Australian.
Sure. Yeah.
Mix that with the ability to empathise with other people,
correct,
put yourself in their shoes.
Yes.
Harley Breen, have we just changed the world?
We've just changed. And I'd also, as a mandatory subject, I'd put in anger management and conflict resolution.
Yes.
Get rid of calculus.
Get rid of calculus. Get it out of here and how to do your tax. Those things.
Somebody else can figure that out.
So we can just start a school.
Yep.
Harley and Ash School.
Not a lot of employment out of it, but great people.
No, but you'll be a great person. You have a good personality and people generally respect you and pity you a little bit.
Yep. Anyway, good on you, Luke Baker.
Baker. We love you. Good on you. The world's gone mad.
The world has gone mad. It's a slightly serious thing.
It is.
Well, it is a serious thing we're talking about here, and it's important to give it that precursor before we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I steer away from things that everybody is talking about, but this is a particular interest to me and that of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and this comes at Kevin Spacey, who has had sexual assault charges directed at him.
Mm.
You'd be hard to have missed it. It's been around the last, 48 hours?
Yeah. So Anthony Rapp is a Broadway star. He was in Rent. He's huge. And he's, I think he was actually the first out Broadway star for his, this was 25 years ago that he started out.
Right.
So as a 14-year-old boy, he claims that he was invited to Kevin Spacey's house for a party.
Yep.
Before he knew it, everyone had gone. They were alone, 14 years old at the time. Keep that in mind. He was a little drunk and he wakes up realizing that Kevin has picked him up, put him on the bed and is making sexual advances towards him, in which case he escaped. So these are just accusations at this point.
Yes.
It was put out into the world and this is what's happening at the moment. These accusations are happening and it's forcing a really tough, uncomfortable, but very necessary conversation as we look at the world, we look at the industry and go, something's got to change. And it's pretty disgusting when we realise that everyone seems to have a story and this is just another one. But it's
And I think it's great and I applaud the victims.
Yes,
I applaud them for coming up because it's not an easy thing.
But the issue that you have and I have as well is Kevin Spacey's response.
It's his choice of timing to come out, which is a completely separate issue.
Separate issue.
Absolutely nothing to do with the accusations of assault. Hmm. I think the important thing to remember when somebody comes out with accusations of sexual assault, sexual harassment, you believe the victim.
Yeah.
That's your default response is to believe the victim. Don't even worry about the idea of is or isn't it true. The victim is telling you something. All you need to do is listen to that and hear it. This guy has said this about Kevin Spacey, and his response is, look, if I did, I was a bit drunk, I don't really remember it. So he's getting away from the responsibility of his own actions.
Which already is not the way to go about it. He's already started on the wrong foot by saying,
already started on the wrong foot.
But then he's taken it one step further in the second paragraph of his response.
Yes, and there's been a lot of discussion around Kevin Spacey's sexuality, which I think is inappropriate.
Yep.
I think someone's sexuality is their own business. And if they want to come out, they do it. If they don't, it's no one's business who you're with. But he's chosen this moment to go, oh, and also I'm living as a gay man.
Yeah, which confuses me because there's a different things you think. You think, what, first of all, is he trying to deflect? Is he trying to just distract us all with this and I'm also living as a gay man now?
Yeah.
Or does he not really see this as a big deal, the accusations that have been put against him and he's just kind of blowing them off? Or may as well, I'm in the news, I may as well get it all done at once. It's confusing to me.
I think it's pretty calculated PR is the way that I would look at it. I don't want to diminish how hard it would be for a man that's been in an industry that long and had a very private attitude towards his own sexuality and what that would have been for him to come out. But my attention is on what's the guy's name?
Anthony.
Anthony Rapp. And on his experience, not on Kevin's.
Yeah. And what I wish would happen, and we're seeing this happen, it seems like every day we wake up and there's a new Hollywood heavyweight accused of this kind of misconduct. Yep. I wish one of these men, and let's be honest, they're mostly men would come out and say, you know what? I'm a predator. I'm disgusted at my behavior. I messed up. This isn't a sex addiction. This isn't boys being boys.
Yes.
I have committed a crime. I take responsibility. I will, whatever the consequences are, And that doesn't happen. And it does not happen.
This is the thing. Human beings, we are flawed creatures.
Yes.
We make mistakes. We do wrong things. All you need to do is acknowledge your fault and make steps forward to be a better human and treat others with respect.
Yeah, because you'll never make up for what you did. That's always going to be a really horrible thing. That's your cross to bear.
Yep.
But you need to take responsibility. You need to try and be better. And you know what? You may not deserve forgiveness. You may not ever. It's not even about that. But you need to be better now and be a man. So,
and just to make it as clear as possible, sex addiction is not a justification for sexual assault.
Absolutely. Not. They're completely two different things.
Yeah.
Living in Sydney, I am paying through the anus. For
us.
So, and people listening will understand this because you're either renting and paying through the
anus,
or you're living at home with your parents, or you've somehow been able to afford to buy a house probably three hours out of the city after living with your parents.
Or you've got a trust fund.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
So I pay $350 a week to share a two-bedroom apartment in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. Yep. $350.
Maroubra.
It's a lot of money. I've moved out of Maroubra.
Oh, have you?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm very sad. Because I should never have left.
Because
I was living with my auntie and uncle, like a good Lebanese girl.
You were the bra.
In the bra. And I've since moved to Randwick. And I'm living with my friend Georgia, who I love very much. And she was the one looking for the apartment. And I said, Georgia, I love you. Wherever you want to live, I'll live there. Just tell me how much to pay. How I wish I had not been so flippant.
I find you to be quite an intelligent person, Ash London.
I
think you're quite worldly.
Thank you.
That is straight up dumb behaviour.
Because
why would you do that?
The outcome is that I, Ash London, live in a dump. It's a dump. And it took a while for us to admit that it was a dump because I couldn't say it because I didn't choose the apartment. Georgia chose the apartment. Yep. And then one day she just opens my bedroom door and she stands there and she just goes, Ash, we're living in a dump. And I said, yes, we are.
What's the dumpiest part of your dump?
Oh, how to choose. First of all, there's this feral cat that I think one of the neighbours has taken in, and all night it goes, this is the feral cat that murdered the other neighbour's chicken in the middle of the night. So we had to hear the chicken being bludgeoned to death by.
You know my chickens were murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry to bring it up, Holly. I am sorry to bring it up.
It's I'm coming around your house.
That's not the only dumpy thing.
Yeah.
It smells like an animal died in a cupboard somewhere, and there's
probably a dead chicken in there.
Seriously, no amount of Aesop room spray, which cost me $59, is going to help it. So bad. My one car park is under a gorgeous tree, and I thought, this beautiful tree, this is the good part of the apartment. I get to look at this gorgeous tree. The tree just pretty much craps itself every night all over my black car. The paint is being, what's the word? Like, it's affecting the paint on my car.
It's been eaten away by the sap.
Being eaten away.
Toxic sap.
Every morning, the neighbour above me bangs like this. 21 times exactly at 7 a.m.
Why?
What are they doing? I don't know.
What?
21. Like, are they mashing an avocado for their smashed avocado? At which point, do it the night before. I'm living in a dump, Harley.
You are living in a dump.
And I'm paying $350 a week just for my chance to... And you know I'm a vegetarian. I don't like meaty things anywhere near me. I don't like dairy.
Yes.
They're using that blood and bone crap on the gardens.
Oh.
Smells like an abattoir out there.
That's a stink.
Yeah.
That's a mink you can't get out of your skin.
Yeah, but I know I'm not alone. I know there are a lot of people out there in Sydney who are struggling to get by paying through which part of their body?
The hanoof.
Paying that rent and they're living in dumps. We want to hear from you.
It drives me insane. Please, come. This is your chance to have a whinge, Sydney.
Yes.
You are allowed to get on. If you're a renter, please call up and go to town on your landlord.
Yeah.
Just go to town on them because I've had it. Yeah. I've had it up to here.
Here!
Wealthy landlords.
People can't see where you're pointing. You're pointing above your head. That's
pointing
here.
Above my head. That's
it's radio.
How far up to here.
Audio
had it.
Only. Had it.
Oh, that's what I've been doing.
131060. Are you living in a dump?
Yep.
Tell us how dumpy it is. We'll give you a prize. We've got stacks of them, but we want the dump. The dumpier, the better. We'll take your calls next.
The dumpiest dump.
I'm living in a dump, Harley. I'm paying through the what part of my body?
Your anus.
Paying through the anus. $350 a week just for a room. That's not the whole apartment. That's just a room with my friend. And it is a dump.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
The what the renter is up against. And there's a lot of landlords out there who'll say that they're hard done by it. No one asked you to buy an investment property,
buddy.
No
one asked you to.
And no one cares. You're still going to make money. That place could be falling down. This happens across Sydney all the time.
Yep.
It could be absolutely uninhabitable and you'll still make money.
It's true. It's ridiculous. And then...
It's a ridiculous system.
The cycle starts because the renter's paying so much rent. They're not saving their 70K deposit or whatever a deposit is for a house.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Terrence. Cool name from the Northern Beaches. Oh, it's already going to be expensive because you're over the bridge, Dal. Are you living in a dump? Is it an expensive dump?
It sure is. We pay nearly $1,200 a week for a four-bedroom house. Yep. It has that's something that we've had to get over. Certainly moving from Queensland, that's for sure.
That's tough.
But two of our three toilets don't work. In fact, two of them backflowed into the ensuite and the hallway.
Oh, God.
And so they just aren't usable. We have a pool and it's green and it leaks and the landlord won't fix it. And it gets worse. We have a hot water system and our hot water system heats the hot water for the tenants that are living in the converted garage. So our electricity pays their hot water.
No.
Yeah. And we've had cold showers and we're signed for 12 months. And we can't
move. Go to war, Taryn.
Stop paying.
And it's terrible because I've gone from living on the water in Queensland where I wake up, stare out the window and I'm looking at a canal and I can have my coffee and relax to staring at a fence.
That's tough, isn't it?
Toilets that don't work and a pool that's green and a hot water system that gives me a cold shower because... you know, the lovely people behind us need to have a shower too. So,
have you confronted those people and said, I'm paying for those hot showers, enjoy them?
Yeah, they've got a whole list of issues with the same landlord too. So we're all sort of about to start a battle, to be honest.
We are behind you, Taryn. We are with you.
Well, the renter does actually have rights, just so you know. You do have rights. You can go and take it. It's a hard road, and sometimes it feels like no one wants to listen to you, but you can take it. I can't remember the name of the agency now in Sydney.
Ombudsman or something?
Yeah, ombudsman. Just use the word ombudsman. People usually just
drop the O word, the big O, ombudsman. Yeah. Taryn, we are with you. Fight the good fight. Don't give up. That's what they want. Cassandra is up next. Cassandra, tell us about your dumpy dump.
So, guys, I pay $250 a week, and my toilet I have to share with the business next door.
Oh, no.
There is paint coming off the walls, and one of the rooms that is right next door to mine, we can't use because it's covered in mold.
Oh, no, that's going to make you sick.
That's a genuine health concern, and that's also something you can take and say that this needs to be fixed because that can create long-term respiratory issues, and you can sue those people.
Tenants.org.au.
There we go. Get in there. I love that Harley is getting... You love to hate to get angry at the man.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is just giving you the opportunity. That is the man.
We have a government after government after government in this country that has allowed more and more of the man to exist
and more
of the renter to get screwed over.
I want the people to rise up. Courtney is up next. Courtney, rise up! Courtney, you got to rise up! How much are you paying for your dump?
$700 a week.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I have a two-way window in my bathroom. So when you go for a shower, you flash the entirety of the main street, which is right across the road from Peter's and Kensington. So you also flash everybody doing their shopping.
Wow. That's tough.
It's bad construction.
Yeah.
I think I know where you mean. Much. It's brand new, right? All those new constructions along the thing in their fancy-looking apartments. So you'd happily pay $700 when you inspect the place and you've moved in and gone, all is not as it seems.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It was definitely not what it seemed.
Okay.
And our garage used to flood, every week. About 6.5 inches of water.
Yeah.
So your car was just, constantly covered in mold and mildew and, it was bad.
Well, what was that website again, Harley? Benny?
Tenants.org.au.
Right.
Fight the good fight, guys.
Everybody that called up gets Em and Harley squatty potty.
Squatty potty.
You can
dump.
Take a dump.
We can't change your dump, but we can change your dump. Other dump. I am happy to be here now with you sporting that delicious Mo.
Yes, I do have a delicious moustache on my face. That's because I'm a man and I grow things out of my face when I stop doing. If I just stop shaving, things happen.
Just
people always compliment
you.
Men with beards. It's like all they did was less.
They did. You're absolutely right. But it's because some men can't grow a beard and there's some weird thing about manliness being a beardy.
And I shame my mates who can't grow beards.
You're doing a good thing growing a beard and you just ruined it by saying that you shame your mates. Because the reason for the Mo is, of course, Movember.
No, well, that is the reason that Mo is going, because Movember is all about growing the Mo during the month of November. And I am indeed signed up. And for those men that do are a little bit face hair challenged, you can still be involved. I have a friend who I do a kids show with that's called Captain Fun Pants. Actually, the full title is Captain Fun Pants and the Mystery of the Funimatic Fun Wand.
That's fun.
And my best first mate in that is a man named Heath Franklin, but his character name is Pirate No Beard.
And he really can't grow a beard.
You can still get involved, though. You can be a part of...
I can grow a mo. I'm Lebanese.
Well, you can be involved even without the Mo. Mo's sisters can be involved.
Stop waxing my upper lip for a month.
Well, they can pledge money. They can get involved in Move.
What's move?
You set a distance that you're going to be able to accomplish over the month of Movember.
I love that.
And you get sponsorship for that. Now, this brings me to my question for you.
Yes, darling.
Right up to the wire. Only yesterday I did this. I've recorded a video for Movember.
Yep.
A little campaign of getting people involved. And I said, I'm signed up. I'm ready to do Movember. And then I realised, oh, no, I'm not signed up at all. Do I need to do that?
Yeah, I just went and Googled Movember Harley Brin because I wanted to be your first donation.
Oh, yeah.
There's no page set up yet, Harley.
Yes, there is. I'm right there. I'll show you.
Look, oh, send me the URL.
I don't know. It's on an app.
You don't know anything about technology.
But so I've raised $0. But I also have not – they want me to hit a target.
Oh, I love a target.
Yes, so I want to know what target?
$10,000. $10,000.
Okay, done.
I think that sounds $10,000.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a lot of money. I was going to put $1 million.
Oh, it's too much. Too much.
What are you saying?
Although,
you, people?
If Dave Hughes can spend $3 million on a bloody the blockhouse, surely you can get a milli.
$10,000, and if we get over it, that's great. And then my other question was, should I have a team? Because you can set up a team
of people.
Should I get
to
a group of men.
Are the men that are also doing it?
Yeah.
Ben, come on, look at the man opposite you right now. That's
a mo. I don't
think
Ben feels very comfortable about
he won't shave
that
it off, but he
off.
Can still be a mo bro, you know, be the person that's like, join bro, in, yeah. Tell everyone, tell all your mates. Right. It's really exciting, Harley.
I'm going to set a $10,000 thing. Have a look for me somewhere. Somebody help
me. No,
be
better, Harley.
Right.
Go and click on the URL bit at the top of your phone and just read it out.
But it's on an app.
You're on a radio show with a captive audience. This is your chance. You can make the $10,000 today, and you can't even say the
somebody
URL.
Somebody in November, help me out for God's sake.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, I'm coming in fresh face for the first time in a very long time, in maybe 15 years. I'm putting a razor to my face.
I love this. It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
Good luck, Harley. You're going to get your $10,000. In fact, I mean, maybe our Alpha Bucks winner might win the $10,000 today it straight over to you and you get your goal.
Have a look at this. I have just received my first donation of $5 from Brody.
He's a beautiful
a
human.
Junior producer.
Don't you spend that on a coffee because you don't know how to put it onto
your change
the app.
For breakfast?
I think that's my change for breakfast.
Okay, take it.
This is the Em Rusciano Radio Show with Harley Green.
On Sydney's 104.1 Today FM, Ash London here filling in for Em. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks
looking
for being
at your
here.
Gorgeous faces all morning. Oh, it is a gorgeous
that's
face.
Nice. No, good on you. Well, on you. We're at this time of the day again.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yeah.
Your chance to win $1,000 every week. Woo, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
We've got to give away the 10K.
At that time of the day where everyone knows that Jace has taken the piss.
The piss.
But we really hope the best for Sarah in the Blue Mountains. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
We're great. Do you ever do you ever go to the Blue Mist Cafe in the Blue Mountains?
No.
Go
is it
there.
At the top of the mountains? It's really cold up there. I don't know.
No, it's
up
not.
That far.
It's maybe, I don't know. It's in the good bit and it's the best veggie burgers you'll ever have, but this angry man runs it. But it's
okay,
the best
awesome.
Food. So you'll get yelled at, but also you'll have a great meal. So, you know.
But it'd be a challenge to make him smile, and I love that.
It's like, oh, Sarah, we're going to be friends. You're my kind of girl.
I love it.
To make him smile. You're going to
win
10K?
Sarah, right now we want you to win 10K. That's what we want from you. Your letter is U for you're not going to win.
No, Holly. U for uplift Sarah so she wins.
You for up yours.
Jace Allen. Jeez.
I am the most creative speller ever, so you could end up with some interesting answers too.
Okay, great. Well, look, there's a lot of possibilities on the board. As always, there's only 10 questions you're going to get right, and there's answers for all of them, and then you get $10,000. But it's not impossible. It's not rigged.
No.
There are answers here.
Can
you're just going to be quick. Your time will start after the first question. I have to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. Get all them right, and you've got $10,000 in your skyrocket, tax-free.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good to me.
Here we go, Sarah. U is the letter. Name a game.
You know.
A country.
United States of America.
A celebrity.
Ooh, pass.
A book.
Union of Souls.
A TV show.
Oh, pass.
A five-letter word.
Union.
A phone app.
Ooh, pass.
A fashion brand.
Oh my God, I suck.
No, that's all right.
You went from so positive to so negative, Sarah.
You did take a little bit too long.
All I'm thinking afterwards is underbelly.
Can I ask, Sarah, what's Union of the Souls?
I have no idea. I made it up.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those romance novels or something.
I did. You know, you could Google it, though, and you never know. There might be one.
There's a book for everything, darling.
There is. Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Well, you've won yourself $400 there. That ain't that's bad right. For 30 seconds work.
That's not bad. I'm impressed. Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, I suck. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you are
a roller coaster, Sarah. You don't know which way's up.
I'm positive. I'm the worst. I
won $400. I'm stoked.
That's my girl.
Well, it turns out it is a spiritual book, what you came up with. It's available at Amazon.com.
It sounds like a tantric sex book. That's what it sounds like. Union of Souls. Stings mad into it.
That's amazing. The worst.
So wonderful. So as anyone that's ever spent more than 30 seconds with me knows, I am very much in love. With AB, he's the
with your blood type.
With my blood type, AB positive. Remember the time on air.
Remember the time.
Well, I said I was AB positive, and you said, "Wait a second, your boyfriend's name is AB," and I nearly fell off my chair with joy.
Yep.
The joy nearly shot out of my anus and shot me up into the roof because I was so excited.
You're so AB positive.
Such is the level of my deep affection and love for AB. So we live in different cities. I live in Sydney. He lives in Melbourne. So it's tough. We don't get to spend heaps of time with each other.
Yep.
But it's on for young and old. We're a bit older. We've bought a home together recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's on. It's on for young and old. And everyone, my family love him. He's come to the first wedding. They all loved him. And we spend weekends together. So often, you know, if I go to Melbourne, my family there, so we don't really get to see each other that often because I have to see my mum and friends. And we just got to the point where we were like, we need to just make time to go away with each other and spend quality time.
Of course.
And we've been doing this and it works really well. So this weekend, last weekend, we went to the Great Ocean Road and had a nice...
Ooh,
but there's one thing that happens, and that's at the end of the 2 days away, that puts a real dampener on a wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
And that is the inevitability of me turning my phone on the Sunday night...
Yeah.
And getting, on average, 3 or 4 messages from friends and family asking if we got engaged this weekend.
Oh. So every time you go away,
every time.
Purely so that you can get some personal time, with the AB positive, people are assuming that that's an engagement trip.
Yeah, so I'll have about 5 missed calls from Mum. She'll just call. She'll call. So I know the calls. And I said to Mum, if I get engaged, I'm going to call you. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be like you call me, oh, by the way, I will call you straight up. It's like, Mum, no. But they're messages. And sometimes they're just the ring emoji 4 times with a question mark. And I'm just not pressured, but kind of pressured.
I can understand your frustration. I'm engaged to the lovely Hannah. And we are getting pressure now that we're engaged. Everyone keeps saying, so when is the wedding? It's like, well, we have no direct plans at the moment. I wanted to pledge my love for my partner in a very universal way of proposing the idea.
Proposing.
Of us being wed.
Yeah.
And also a bit of a sticky moment in terms of marriage equality, and maybe I don't want to rub it
in anyone's faces
of my gay friends.
Absolutely.
Who aren't being treated as equal.
It comes from a good place. It comes from your friends and family wanting you to be happy, wanting you to live your best life and wanting to be involved.
Yep.
But it is getting to the point now where I almost fear going away. Like, we're going to London next week. We're both going for work. It just so happens we'll be there at the same time.
In London.
That's what everyone keeps saying. They're like, oh, he's going to propose. And then I feel like I'll be disappointed now if he doesn't propose.
And now if I can just talk to you about the psychology of what's happening to AB.
Yeah.
He's now super stressed.
Of course he is.
Because everyone's putting the pressure on
it. The poor darling.
And he doesn't know where to do it.
Where to do it because... London, or no, it's too obvious now. It's a bloody name, and it's a set everyone thinks. So, but then I can't just surprise her on the couch one night because that's not very romantic. No. I'm stressed on his behalf.
And I tell you, it doesn't matter from a guy's perspective if how in love you are with your partner and how in love you think they are with you. It is a nervous, stressful moment.
Yeah,
it's a loaded situation.
Even if you know they're going to say yes, I'm sure there's a lot of nerves that would go along with it.
There is. So everybody in Ash's life, back off.
Back off. I'll call you when it happens, Mum, but give us a call on 131060 if this is ringing true for you. What are your friends and family pressuring you into?
Babies, engagement, marriage, house ownership, all of these sorts of things.
Yeah, my mum's trying to pressure me to start wearing my hair in a high bun because she thinks my face looks prettier.
Back off, Mum.
Back off, Linny G. We'll take your calls next. Harley, you and I are both facing pressure from friends and family. Me, to get engaged every time I go away for the weekend with AB. Yep. We get the text. Did it happen? What happened? And you?
To get married because we are engaged. I'll tell you what, this too, Ash London.
Mm?
My baby, Walter, was not even one hour old. And suggestions of baby number two have already been brought up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Our midwife had dropped the, and she's a spectacular person, and I like her a whole lot. I think she's great. And we couldn't have done it in the way that we did it without her. But she was making jokes about baby number two as the baby was still connected to the placenta. Everybody, calm your...
I'm not okay with placenta talk. You can placenta poo-talk me all you want.
You know,
the placenta scares me.
Did you know that Hannah ate her placenta?
Yes!
Oh, God. Very high in iron.
I get that. And the facial cream, the placenta, not for me.
Well, they just took it away for her. They turned it into tablets, and then she just had them over the course of, I don't know how long.
Is it true that Tom Cruise ate it, like cooked it and ate it?
I don't believe
like
anything
that's
said about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a ridiculous world. Who would know? It's his own business. But
what a man does with his partner's placenta is his own business.
If a woman wants to have a placenta, that makes sense because you lost all that iron. But if a man wants to, that's just really selfish.
It is selfish.
It's not for you.
Give me my placenta back, Tom Cruise. Selfish man. So we're taking your calls. When did Tom Cruise eat your placenta?
Then in 1060, what part of your body did Tom Cruise eat?
That's not all. Then it's easy. What are your friends and family pressuring you to do?
Yes.
Liz from Coogee's up first. I love Coogee.
Hey, guys.
I want to talk about Coogee first.
Let's talk about Coogee.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you go to Little Kitchen, that really great little cafe?
Do. Oh, I went there for breakfast last week. It was,
heaven.
Amazing.
Harley, I'm going to take you there. Maybe Liz
I took
come.
Hannah there the last time.
Oh, you guys are so cute. Of course you went to Coogee's best cafe.
Yeah.
All right, Lizzie, what are your friends and family pressuring you into?
So my family are pressuring my boyfriend and I into getting engaged.
Oh, well, clearly you've been together for a while.
10 months, so not long at all.
That's not long.
And on the weekend, it was my 12-year-old niece, so she sat my boyfriend down and said, I'm just going to ask you flat out, when are you going to propose?
Wow.
I was like, whoa, there you go.
I mean, I guess that means they love him. Like, if they didn't like him, they wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Bittersweet, right?
But I just don't think it's anybody else's business, Liz.
No, it's been tricky because I'm all for it, but my boyfriend, he's waiting a bit, you know.
That's fair enough. It's a big deal, but I get it, Liz. You love him. You just want to give me. You want the dress and the ring and the engagement party. Of course she does. That's my girl. Good on you, Liz. We're going to send you a prize, something cool.
Yeah, you get stuff.
Of course you do.
I don't know. Aren't we choosing one of these people to go to Drake?
Yeah, she's not going to Drake, though. I didn't feel it. Drizzy Drake. I'm too good for you. He's from Toronto. Oh, right. He was in Degrassi Junior High.
I thought you were going to say Taronga then.
Taronga. No, Toronto. Very different.
Toronto, yeah.
Okay. Natasha in Wetherill Park, you're feeling a bit of pressure.
Yeah, so I'm actually a bit of a nerd and I enjoy studying, so I say it in a positive light.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother-in-law thinks I should quit studying and give her a grandchild.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, the mother-in-law is pulling that one.
Your partner's mother.
Yeah.
That's going to build tension in a relationship, isn't it?
Oh, we just laugh about it now. We honestly just laugh at her. But, not happening.
How does she bring it up?
She said it flat out to me. She just said, "So when are you going to stop studying and give me a grand job?" Straight up.
Stop studying. Jeez. Stop.
Well, how old are you, Natasha?
I'm 22.
Oh no!
Oh, please don't be in a rush.
Keep studying.
I have to. Part of me thinks that you should have children when you're 16, because then when you're 32, you're done. But that's just a selfish side of things. Honestly, mate, there's no rush to have a baby. Don't let anyone pressure you into that. And when, if ever you are into it, just be ready to never ever sleep ever again, and feel the most immense amount of guilt that you'll ever feel in your life.
Good on you, Natasha. Babe, we're going to send you off to the movies because now you've actually got time to go once the baby comes. No time for a movie.
No time.
April's up next. April, you're 21 years old. Your mum is pressuring you to do what?
Hello. My mum is pressuring me to date my male best friend, but I'm actually gay and I haven't come out to her yet.
Oh!
Yeah!
This is great. So she doesn't know that you're gay. Is your male best friend gay as well?
No, but in a perfect world, if we were both interested in each other, we would actually be perfect. My mom's you know, he's got to get a really, really good job, and you see each other every day, and, you know, he's a really good guy, why not? And I'm like,
That's tough, because obviously she knows you've got a great connection and she's suggesting something that's obvious to you and her.
100%. I mean, he's pretty much the only guy that I see. So, look, I'd understand the assumption, but I'm actually in a relationship right now.
Right. Now, obviously, April, your sexuality is your business, but seems like it would be a very easy fix if you just sat down with your mum and just went, "Hey, mum, I'm not going to marry him because he's a dude and got a peen and I'm not interested." Is there something holding you out from talking to your mum about that?
My mum's all about it. My mum's all very happy and that kind of thing. But I feel it's one of those, it'll take her a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Because it's her own child.
Yeah. Yes. It's different when you're happy for someone else, but it might be a hard pill to swallow for your own child.
But, yeah, look, I'll tell her, but... maybe give it a year or so and then I'll go and say it to her.
Look, I don't know your mum, but maybe your mum's smarter than you give her credit for. Most of our mums are. And she knows this about you, and that's why she's telling you to be with this guy.
She's trying to get it.
Because she wants to have the discussion.
Because, my mum will be like, "Oh, just date him. Just get it over and done with. Just date him. Just get married and have lots of children." And I'm like, no. Mind you, I'll play along and I'll be like, "Oh, I'm going to go see my husband now. See you later."
Oh, so now you're just being mean to her. Now she's knitting grandchildren clothes and planning out her life and you're just lolling while you're with your girlfriend on the sly. Well, April, we wish you all the best. You have all of our love and support. We hope we know that when the conversation does happen, we believe that it will be only a good thing. So go forth in power and peace, sister.
Nice. I just
want to
say just real quick.
Whoopsie. Seems like someone has a potty mouth and unleashed a plethora of profanity. Or we hit the wrong button. We'll be right back.
That's funny.
That was so good.
Good on you, April.
We can't go back to April now because we're not in delay anymore. And this is where everyone stresses out that we're going to swear.
But April is going to get some Drake tickets. And I feel like she was about to say something really profound. She was going to be like, "I love everything." We missed out on a beautiful moment, but what a legend. On you, April. I'll let you introduce our mate, Harley. We love this man.
Oh, that's going to be awkward because I don't know who this is. This is a guy. He's just found his way in here. He's bad security here at On Stereo.
You should empty the bins.
It's the great man, Nazeem Hussain.
Good to see you again. Your hair's looking very spunky that.
I'm wearing Emerald Shiano's headphones.
Yes, you are.
All the sparkles. Does she have a rule against strangers wearing her?
No, you're not a stranger.
You're not a stranger.
Does she do weird things
like you wearing them?
No. Okay. I think you're all right. Yeah. Glitterhead. You're all right. It's good.
With that hairdo especially. It's a very chic hairdo.
This is like the old days, you, me and Harley just hanging out.
That 2 days of radio we did together.
Yeah. Oh, the days.
Oh, I miss them.
The trio.
What's going on in your life? We've missed you.
I miss you too, but I wish I came here with happier stories and better circumstances. No. Like, I'm here because, You guys are my friends, but you're not my best friends.
No.
But we'll get there. Yeah. You know, we're working towards
it. Maybe.
I have other friends who are better friends or closer to me than you guys.
I don't know why you're starting off with that.
No, it's just not
a competition. Who are these friends? I could be better than them.
Put this story into context. Basically, this is a friend I've grown up with, you know, known him for years. We're best friends.
What's his name?
I'm not going to tell you his name because basically this friend, right, for the last 2 years he's been going out with this girl who I've just realised I don't like her.
Oh, so
what do you mean you just realise? You just admit to yourself you don't like her?
I just admitted to myself that I don't. Okay. And also I'm admitting to myself, I think, that I don't have to try and like her anymore, okay? No. Because I don't think she makes the same, I don't think she cares about me or her or his friends, and it's gotten beyond the point where I can't advise him anymore. Hot. Okay, yeah. 2 years.
It's raw.
Yeah. Okay, he's been with her, and it's not going to change. I came in wanting some advice, and I probably still need the advice, but
it sounds like
I've half made my mind up. I'm just not going to make any effort. But I've written a list of things that annoy me about it.
You've come with a list of things that annoy you about your best mate's girlfriend.
Yeah.
When did you write this list?
Just on the way in, because I was just like, I just want to make sure that I'm just not just annoyed for the sake of just being annoyed, just because I don't like a vibe.
I know you're married, and I know your wife, and she's a delightful human. So I'm sorry if I'm...
my wife.
I'm throwing a cat amongst the pigeons here, but is this a little bit Love Actually, and you're the best mate, and...
I've never seen the movie.
Writing lists about things about your mate's girlfriend, but actually you're secretly in love?
No, I'm not. No way. I am definitely not in love with this
person. You're protesting very quickly.
He does this, whatever that thing is.
I know there's some ancient phrase we're supposed to be quoting here.
Yeah.
But
okay, so take us through this list that you've come up with. Okay.
Who could be in love with this person? All right. Number one. She used to be, apart from him, she used to be friendly to all of us. Now she's quite rude and condescending. Yes. Example. Every time I see her, she always makes fun of like an item of clothing that I'm wearing. Ooh. Right. For instance, like my hat. Yep. She made fun of my hat.
Oh, you've got stupid hats.
Too big for your head. I've already got a big head. So she's basically saying, I don't know. It's a sensitive point for me. She made fun of my hoodie
once. Talk about Nazim's head.
My shoes were dirty.
That's what shoes are there for.
Yeah, but she mentioned that in front of people I don't even know. Like, it was just a weird thing. And so now we were talking about my dirty shoes. Number two. she always
dirty shoes are fair.
All right, guys. You see how our friendship is not progressing?
And he's got a big old head on him.
Thanks, Ash. I like your hair.
What's the next thing on the list?
Every time food's served, like she's always the first person that serves food, and she doesn't look around and offer people. That's pretty rude.
I'm not into that.
So she just puts on her own plate first.
Let's just go straight for it. Yeah. Also, she's always the person that takes the last chip. I don't care if you take the last chip, but at least look around, pretend.
Yeah.
You offer it around. I'm trying to educate my child on how to do this at the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A child knows that.
Yeah.
She made him get a Prius. Now, I know that's environmentally friendly. That's a warning sign. You dump that, but like, get out of my life if you make me get a Prius. She laughs weird. I don't want to imitate her laugh.
Imitate the laugh, please. I need to hear it.
She'll know. It sounds like she's having an asthma attack. I've got
that's
asthma.
That's what I sound like. I don't know that.
Like, get your puffer annoying. Out, love.
And you're a funny guy, so of course there's going to be laughing when you're around.
Every time she laughs, it makes it gets awkward for everybody, and and even he's a little bit awkward, so he put deep down in his nose. She always talks through TV shows, or she'll pause the show, like it's just three, but she'll pause it and then she'll talk, and then she'll ask questions. Man, that's annoying.
It's annoying.
Favorite TV show. Her favorite TV show is Neighbours, which sounds like it's not a big thing. But of all the TV shows in the world...
Yeah, no, that's not okay.
How can Neighbours be... That just says something about your character.
I mean, good on your Neighbours.
Great
job.
No one. Neighbours is crap now.
It's just like saying, my favourite food is bread. Yeah, it's a staple. No one hates bread. All right? No. But you love the Nutella that goes on it. Or the meat. You know, it's just... It's a weird thing to say is your favourite, and she vehemently backs that. She always ends her sentences with but.
No!
I hate her.
She can't come back from that.
I know, exactly. That's why people don't like people.
It's good but. I love Neighbours
really
but.
Outed her here.
I love Neighbours but. But. Every time we're about to cross a road, and I've noticed this, and this is what really annoyed me the other day, she waits for the green man, even if there's no cars. No. All right, now I know that's legal, what you're supposed to do, but... I mean, behind closed doors, we all cross if there's no cars, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, that didn't seem to...
Always.
No?
No, I do.
What about you, Ash?
No, I always jaywalk constantly. Yeah, of course. I live for it.
Yeah.
I live dangerously.
It's part of a rich and diverse society is your ability to break some laws.
Break the laws. Come on, guys.
I'm glad you're on the same page.
Not that we can encourage that on the radio. I think there's radio codes against that. Follow the rules.
Follow them. Green man, go. Red man, stop.
Now, he has a dog.
Is this list still going?
This is the last one. Oh. I reckon she swears at the dog when he's not there because the dog always looks annoyed at her. I don't have proof for this one. Like, the dog doesn't like it. The dog knows something that the rest of us don't. And I just don't know what to do. I can't hang out with him anymore because he doesn't hang out with me unless she's there now. You know what I mean?
I've got a solution for you.
What's the solution?
Just say her name right now on radio. You'll never have to see her ever again.
Emra Shiana. No, I'm joking.
Your mate's dating Emra Shiana.
Look, I don't know. Controversial.
Thanks for coming in, Naz. I mean, we invited you here to spread the love, and you've just spent 3.5 minutes with a list of hate.
I actually feel a lot better now. Like, I actually like her a little bit more now that I've gotten it off my chest.
I love you and your big old head and dirty shoes.
That is a wrap. My name is Ash London. Thank you so much for having me along for the ride today, Harles.
Thank you very much for coming to the rescue. Well done. We hope that Em is fighting fit tomorrow. You go off into the night and do what you do at the night time.
Yeah, and then I'll sleep all day. I'm going to go home now and sleep, actually.
Are you?
I'm going to close the blinds in my dump. Hopefully the feral cat's not making too much noise this morning.
Well, that sounds like a fairy tale.
It's not fun for me, but yes. It is a pleasure every time I get to come in and hang out with you guys. You run a tight ship. Great team. Thanks, Max, for getting my omelette. Sorry that my card declined. I am sorry.
Well, good on you, buddies.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.